I have hit record.
Sean has hit record. All right. Lion face.
Lemon face.
Lemon
face. Lemon face.
Welcome to Encyclopedia Commanderica, the segment where we go to the Gatherer website and click random card over and over and over. And then we talk about how we would or would not use those cards in Commander.
Eventually, after the heat death of our solar system and the gravitational decay of our known universe, we will have talked about every single Magic the Gathering card in a Commander context.
Holy crap, it's Sean Watson.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Nate?
Hey, and just to confirm, what is the date today?
When we're recording, it is the 14th of the 5th, 2016, a mere 3 months after Valentine's Day, Nate. So I'm sorry I missed that for our special time together.
Oh, my goodness.
It's only taken this long to get my life in order.
All right.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for putting up with me. We're bringing me in now on an Encyclopedia episode. We're going to save my reunion with Phil, because I think, Nate, there might be genuine tears.
This week, Phil was too busy recording other podcasts to record this one, so this will be my special treat to reintroduce Sean to the Commander in episodes.
Yeah, well, Nate gets to break me in for a second time. He's the Brit Whisperer, I guess.
And we thank all of our listeners for their patience in waiting for Sean to arrive.
Hello! Yeah, I'll explain in a main episode where I've been and what I've been doing, but if I say now, the KGB might kill me. So, anyway, Commanderica! Encyclopedia Commanderica, Nate. It's been so long. It's almost like it's been long forgotten, isn't it?
Wow. You're just jumping right in there. All right. Card one. Long forgotten go hey. Go high. Go hey. Go hey.
Go hey.
It's an artifact for 3 arcane spells. Hey, like Kodama's Reach. I like that one. And that's about it. Yeah. Anyway, arcane spells you cast cost 1 less to cast. And spirit creatures you control get +1/+1. Hey, if you're doing a spirit tribal deck, and Shadows Over Innistrad adds about 15 creature spirits, if you want to go that tribal way, then this is a valid choice. I honestly don't know how many arcane spells there are, or I've never tried to build a deck around arcane spells.
I can think of 2 that I cast. That's Kodama's Reach and Goryeo's Vengeance.
Ooh, what's that one do?
Which is a very expensive because of modern. It's a modern card. Like a reanimator spell. It lets you whip a legendary creature from your graveyard onto the battlefield, and it can attack and then gets sacrificed at the end of the turn. Or it might be exiled, but you get it for a turn.
Okay, so it's like unearth on your legendary creatures?
Yeah, or reanimate, but it doesn't cost you any life. It's like what people do in modern is they discard a Grizzlebrand, Goryeo's Vengeance it in, whip someone for 7, gain 7 life, draw 7 cards, and all that nonsense.
Well, would it be worth it to include a long-forgotten Gohei to make that one cheaper?
Make it 1... No, it's not. I'm going to summarize that as no, it's not. It might go into a Selesnya Spirit Tribal? Because green runs Kodama's Reach and Selesnya for white has spirits? Maybe?
Yeah, I could see Bant spirits. I think Azorius has the lead on spirits.
Yeah. I'm still not convinced. Not convinced at all.
Okay.
Anyway.
Card 2.
Death Mask Duplicate. It's a duplicate, so it's got to be good, eh? So it's 7 mana for an artifact creature, Shapeshifter. It has Imprint... Imprint 1, which most imprint cards don't have a mana value often. This one does. Imprint 1, pay 1 mana, remove target creature card in your graveyard from the game. As long as the imprinted creature card has flying, Deathmask Duplicate has flying. The same is true for Fear, First Strike, Double Strike, Haste, Landwalk, Protection, and Trample. And it is a 5/5 creature. If you could exile a creature from any graveyard.
Yeah, that would be
this
handy.
This would be a great card. I think it's quite a budgety card. I think it's under $1 to
sure.
So I think it could be a fun budgety card if you're doing a lot of graveyard shenanigans. 7 mana though.
Yeah, 7 mana is too much. I think Cairn Wanderer is a better version of this. And of course, Odric Lunarch Marshall has spoiled me for all the creatures that are still alive.
I think what other cards do similar type things? So Cairn Wanderer, as you've said, which is a black changeling from Lorwyn Block. And there's Necrotic Ooze, which is a black creature which gains the activated abilities of every creature in every graveyard, which there's some hilarious combos you can do with. What springs to mind is Necrotic Ooze, Phyrexian Devourer. I won't go into it in depth here because we're not talking about either of those cards, but go look it up, kids. You'll be hilariously impressed.
Yeah, Phyrexian Devourer shows up in a lot of weird combos.
Yeah, because if you can copy his activated ability, his trigger that destroys the creature when his power goes above 7 doesn't count because it's triggered, not activated. Anyway.
Soul Flayer is pretty close. It's a creature demon, 4 black, 4/4. And it's got Delve, and if you delve away creature cards, it gains the abilities that they have.
Would you play with this card, Nate?
The Death Mask duplicate, I would not.
No, I think it might be an interesting card in some budget shenanigans build, and I dare say there'll be someone out there that loves this card, and it's their pet card, and giving it a double strike. Yeah, it might be alright in a deck that runs, like a Boros deck that runs a lot of double strike stuff. 5/5 double strike isn't to be sniffed at. But that's it.
All right.
Nate took in a long breath like he was about to say something.
No, I was sniffing at it.
Well, how very British of you. Card number 3.
Orzhov Basilica. It's a land. It enters the battlefield tapped. Hey, when it enters the battlefield, return a land you control to its owner's hand, and you tap it for a white and a black together. So it comes in tapped, it sets you back a turn that way, but once it gets going, you get 2 mana every time you tap it.
This is a great card. This is one of a cycle of cards for all the 10 Ravnican guilds. They all come in, tap for their guild's 2 colours, and have the same enter the battlefield trigger, or cost, I guess. So, what you need to do with this, Nate, is find that return a land card to your own, to its owner's hand. Sorry, a land you control to its owner's hand. You've got to turn that into a bonus, don't you?
Yeah. So, for Borburg Most Enraged, it works for that colour land pairing.
Yes, which is Gruul something or other. For Orzhov specifically, Bajuka Bog springs to mind.
Someone's.
Yeah, so if you need to get rid of another graveyard, you can Basilica your Bog back to your hand. So I will run Orzhov Basilica in any deck that, well, in any Orzhov deck, which is a few of mine, that runs Bajuka Bog, which is all of my black decks, which is almost all of my decks. Yeah. These are good as well. If you've got anything that untaps your lands, these are really good because tapping for 2 mana is excellent when you can untap it with something.
Yeah, it does make the land a target though, but it's probably worth it.
I think this is these are Commander staples, aren't they? This cycle of tap for 2 bounce lands.
Yeah, and they're a lot cheaper than the other dual land, some of the other dual land options.
Yeah, I just think they're great. What else can we say? They're budgety as well. They're really cheap. They've been reprinted a whole bunch of times. On that note...
Card 4.
Illusionary Forces. It's 3 and a 1 blue mana for a creature illusion. It's a 4/4 creature. It's flying. It's got a cumulative upkeep of 1 blue. Yay.
Okay.
Kids that don't know what a cumulative upkeep does... At the beginning of each of your upkeeps, you put a time counter on a card with cumulative upkeep. And for each time counter on it, you have to pay its cumulative upkeep. So first turn you play it, it does nothing. Second turn, upkeep gets time counter, pay 1 blue. Third turn, put another time counter on, pay two blue, etc., etc., etc. If you can't pay the upkeep, you sacrifice the card. Do you want to pay four mana for a 4/4 flyer that's going to cost you a bunch and then go away?
I don't want to pay four mana for a 4/4 flyer, period. If that's all it does, I don't want to pay that. I don't want to put that in my commander deck unless it's got some really awesome tribal synergy. And this is one that I got to pay extra for, and I don't... Yeah. Illusion, you're pretty much... I think that's just mono blue, right?
Can't think of any. There might be some is it illusions, but that's all I can think of. But that's a might. I can't none spring to mind.
Oh, it looks like Chromat is an illusion. But let's see, there's Illusory Demon in Dimir. There's a Phantasmal Fiend in black, and Phobian Phantasm in black. But all the rest are mono blue.
There you go.
Glaze Fiend as well. There you go. But all the rest are mono blue. Except Chromat.
Huh, weird. I should hang my head in shame that I didn't know there was a Dimir one.
Well, you're a Warsub now.
Well,
or are you Esper?
I'm Esper, really. And I've been playing with the Zarvikan a lot lately, back to my soul commander. And soul as in the one next to my soul, not singular. S-O-U-L, not S-O-L-E. But Illusionary Forces is a big fat from me. moving swiftly along.
Well said.
Card number 5.
Animate Wall.
Yay.
Pay a white. Enchant Wall. Target Wall can now attack.
Special note on this one. That is, target Wall can now attack, not target creature with defender can now attack. An important distinction. Yeah. Can you think of any great creature walls, Nate, that you desperately want to attack with?
This could go into Duran Wall Tribal. Duran the Siege Tower is a feasible Wall Tribal commander, if you want to do Wall Tribal. Phoenix is another one, but he's Dimir, so he's not going to be able to cast Animate Wall. If Duran has a bunch of walls, and maybe Duran wants to attack with one of them. There are better cards that have this effect. I can't think of them offhand, but I'm sure they exist.
Do you want to hear a really bad and labored Game of Thrones joke that just sprang to my mind?
Uh-oh.
Why does Duran not have red in his casting cost?
Why not?
Because his brother got killed by the mountain. Game of Thrones fans are laughing so hard their sides have just split.
Ah, Mr. Clegane. Or is it Strong?
And you know, that pun there was especially for Sheldon Mannery. And you know a card is good when we stop talking about it and start making stupid jokes.
Yeah.
So yeah, kids, if you are going to use Animate Wall, don't forget, just because a creature has Defender does not make it a wall. You might put this on Wall of Swords that has high power. Living Wall, for those that played in Alpha. That's a wall that you can shift its power and toughness around. And Wall of Fire, which is the wall with dragon breathing, with fiery breath. If you're doing any of those things, good luck to you. You're playing the Vorthos. Anyway, next card, Nate.
Card 6.
Black Ward. 1 white for an enchanted creature, or aura as it's called nowadays. Target creature gains protection from black.
Ah, this brings back memories.
Yeah, this was part of a cycle of white cards which had wards on them, obviously for the colours. I think there was an artifact ward as well, wasn't there? Yeah. If you desperately want pro one colour, great, I guess. But there's better cards that do the same thing, like... what's it called?
Sword of Feast and Famine?
There's a recent... Yeah, Sword of Feast and Famine. That one does it with some spectacularness. There's a Prism... what's it called? Chroma Ward? Prisma Ward? There's a recent white one, that aura that gives a creature protection from all colours... but doesn't remove auras off itself. And it's annoying me that I can't remember what it's called. It's got a picture of a blonde warrior woman sparkling in light, swinging a sword at you on the art. It's pretty cool. It was in M15 something ward. Spectra Ward. It was Spectra Ward. So yeah, Spectra Ward does this spectacularly.
Oh yeah, it's got rainbow lens flare in the picture.
Yeah. If you're using this card, you're probably using it for some kind of, I'm guessing, Voltron-y aura-based deck. Maybe a Sigarda deck you might put it in.
Maybe Earl the Miststalker.
Maybe Bruna Light of Alabaster. But I think there are better options. Card number 7, Nate.
Archangel. 5 white. Creature, angel. 5/5. Flying and vigilance.
So, do you want to pay 2 additional colorless mana for your Sarah Angel to have +1/+1?
No.
Back in the day, this was a decent card, I think.
Yeah, but that was before deflation or power creep. So nowadays, there are better and cheaper flying vigilant 5/5 angels that cost less than 7 mana.
And do other stuff.
Yeah, there's Twilight Shepherd, 3 white, flying vigilance 5/5. And when it enters the battlefield, return to your hands all cards in your graveyard that were put there from the battlefield this turn, and it's got persist. So it comes back again. Angelic Field Marshal only costs 2 in white. It's a 3/3 flying, but it's got lieutenant, so if your commander's out, then it gets +2/+2, and all the creatures you control have vigilance. Bruna Light of Alabaster, we mentioned her a little bit already. She's also a 5/5 flying vigilance, if you want to look into that.
Yeah, she's her own special breed of hate on a legendary creature. I think you might use Archangel if you're going super deep onto Angel Tribal and you're running out of big flyers, but...
But they keep making new ones.
They do. I mean, take away the vigilance, you've got things like Emiria Shepherd, which is a 4/4 flyer, or it might be a 5/5 flyer, but has landfall that keeps returning stuff from your graveyard over to your hand or to your to the battlefield. That's just pretty, you know, extremely recently. Battle for Zendikar. Yeah, this is a D- card at best. You'd have to be super angel heavy. Like, obsessed with angels. Like, you'd have to be Heather Dawn level obsessed with angels to keep Archangel in a deck, I think. If you don't know who Heather Dawn is, kids, go look her up on Twitter. She is a very interesting and funny lady. Anything else to say about Archangel?
There's better 5/5 angels. There's cheaper 5/5 angels.
For one more mana,
you could have Elesh Norn.
Oh, no, for the same mana, you could have Elesh Norn. For one more mana, you could have Avacyn, Archangel of Hope.
Yeah.
Which is a 8/8 flying vigilant angel, which makes all your permanents indestructible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is pretty easy to pick up in From the Vault Angels.
Yeah. So, for historical note, this used to be an awesome card, and then other cards got invented around it that made it not so good anymore, relatively speaking.
Card number 8. Boundary Street Denizen. 1 red for a creature. Goblin Warrior. It's a 1/1. And whenever another red creature enters the battlefield under your control, Boundary Street Denizen gets +1/+0 until end of turn. I don't think I'm as qualified to talk about this card as you, Nate, so knock your socks off.
I've noticed a lot of players when they're starting out, one of the common first decks for new players is a Krenko deck. Krenko Goblin Tribal. And this guy is a solid inclusion for, well, basically any Goblin Tribal that wants to go aggro.
Yeah, if you tap Krenko and get... how many goblins do you need to get to make this guy worthwhile?
Oh, golly. I mean, like on your third Krenko tap, it's going to be exponential. 2 to the 2nd, 2 to the 3rd, 2 to the 4th. So if you tap Krenko and you get 16 goblins... Then this guy gets +16, +0. You don't worry about keeping this guy around, but you throw him as a valid threat whenever you plop a bunch of goblins down.
Yeah, he's solid. He's great. He's a great card in that deck.
Yep, maybe more aggressive Wart the Raid Mother, maybe Zada Goblin Tribal. I'm not sure who all's using Goblin Tribal in Commander these days, other than Krenko.
I saw a Grenzo Goblin Tribal recently.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. Purphoros is kind of a Goblin Tribal.
Yeah, it could be. Well, Goblins and Elementals.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hate Purphoros. But, you know. Hey, I've only been back, like, half of one episode, and I'm already moaning about a commander I don't like. Old times are back again!
Yay!
Yep. This next card, which is...
Card 9.
Is something... If you have this card, you really need to go see your doctor about it, because these things can get out of hand quickly. What card is it, Nate?
Unchecked Growth. Ew. 2 and a green. I got a green growth. It's an arcane hey. Spell. Instant. Target creature gets +4/+4 until end of turn. If it's a spirit. Oh, holy crap. Long forgotten Gohei. There you go. It's got the word spirit and it's an arcane spell. Anyway.
The random button on Gatherer knows what we're doing. It's a conspiracy, I tell you. It's not random at all.
Anyway, it gets trampled until end of turn. If it's a spirit. So if you already had Long Forgotten Gohei in your deck and you're in green, I don't know, maybe throw this in.
Eh, maybe. That big Selesnya deck. Is there a spirit Bant commander? No. There's an angel. There's a rhino warrior. There's some humans. Yep. No spirits. Hey, Nate, do you reckon there is a spirit Bant commander? And there's some, like, frothing at the mouth fanboys out there going, "Nah, I think you'll find there is one." Who's emailing in as furiously as his fingers can type.
Wait, hang on.
If you know who it is, if there is one, and it annoys you I've said there isn't, you need to email your complaint to me at Ketjack on Twitter. At Ketjack. Tell me how wrong I am. Yeah.
No, there's Brago and Geist of St. Traft and Azorius. That's as close as we're getting.
Oh, I know all about Brago. Oh. Unchecked Growth. Would you, wouldn't you?
Oh, I have no idea.
Eh. Like, +4/+4s are... not very good for 3 mana. Bear in mind you can do it for 1 mana with a giant growth, where you get +3/+3, but...
Yeah, or Vines of Vastwood or Invigorate's a good one.
Yep.
Maybe an Infect deck with some spirit things going on? I don't know.
If you're getting really desperate for that effect, it might be a fourth choice, maybe.
Yeah. Epic Proportions.
Card number 10. Stormseeker. Okay, so this is 3 and a green for an instant from Legends way back in the day. Stormseeker deals 1 damage to target player for each card in his or her hand. Well, this actually has potential in green.
Oh?
That's not an effect you get in green very often.
Is it an effect you want in green very often?
Okay, let's talk about out of the context of its color pie for a second. Is this a good effect in EDH, Nate?
If you're in Nekazar, maybe.
How many times are you playing with someone? Like, I got beaten the other day by Scoops, who played Enter the Infinite Laboratory Maniac. And if I was holding this card, he would have automatically lost.
Maybe Salvala Explorer. She's making everybody draw. Edric sometimes.
How many times are you playing where one of your opponents has like 20+ cards in their hand?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't always happen, though. It's not every game. It's maybe out of every 3 games.
If you kill someone with this, that's hilarious.
Sure.
Look, I burnt you to the face with my green card.
That is kind of funny.
Yeah. Simic deck, right? You play your Consphinx when your opponent's got a Consphinx out. And you go, "I'm going to draw a card, or 2 cards. Are you going to draw 2 cards? They go, "I'm going to draw 4 cards. Yeah, I'm going to draw 8 cards. How many cards would you like to draw? And they go, "Let's say 40 cards. And you go, "Cool, you're dead. Because you've just drawn half your deck as well. So the chance of hitting Stormseeker is really quite high.
Okay, so if you know that other players in your meta are playing Consecrated Sphinx, or they're playing Notion Thief, or they're playing both of them together, then yeah, sure. If you've seen other players in your meta planning on drawing their entire deck into their hand, then sure, throw this in there.
I just think this could be a funny card you're not expecting the green player to pull out of his library, or his or her library.
Yeah, not in green. Speaking of Nekazar, there are quite a few of these effects in red and black. There's Sudden Impact, which is pretty much a red identical copy of this card.
Yep.
There's Toil and Trouble, and that's in black and red, but the trouble side of it is two in a red for that effect. We can just call this effect Trouble. That has the fewest syllables. Price of Knowledge costs 6 and a black. It's an enchantment, and it does that at the beginning of each opponent's upkeep.
Yep.
Vicious Shadows, whenever a creature is put into a graveyard. And Tybalt the Fiend-Blooded. Yeah. He does it for his -4 ability. So taking 4 loyalty counters off a planeswalker.
That's brilliant.
That's the cost of the trouble effect.
Yeah, but how many loyalty counters does Tybalt enter the battlefield with, Nate?
2.
2? See, you need to wait 3 turns of keeping Tybalt alive, possibly discarding the best cards in your hand because his +1 is draw a card, then discard a card at random before you can get that off.
Well, maybe you have a madness deck.
Maybe. Poor Tybalt, eh? Poor Tybalt. Now, as it's my jolly return, are we going to do some extra cards this week, Nate?
Yeah, I threw some extra ones in there.
Yeah, you did. And you've gone for, well, not you because it's randomized, but there's been a real classic turned up on the randomizer here.
Yeah, I just pushed a random button.
Yeah, you did. Card number 11.
Sedge Troll. 2 in a red. Summon Troll. You know when it says summon, it's an old card. It's a 2/2, and if you pay a black, you can regenerate it. It gets +1/+1 if you have a swamp in play.
No, it doesn't say that. Read it word for word.
Well, let me get the Oracle text then.
No, I want to read the original text because it makes me smile.
Okay. Troll gains +1/+1 if controller has swamps in play.
So, not Sedge Troll. Troll gains +1/+1 if controller has swamps in play. So I'm guessing all your trolls gain +1/+1, maybe, if you have at least 2 swamps in play.
No, the Oracle text clears it up. Sedge Troll gets +1/+1 as long as you control a swamp, and you can pay a black to regenerate Sedge Troll. You do not need multiple swamps, and it does not affect all trolls.
Oh, poor troll. Troll wanted swamps. God.
Troll exploit simple grammar for rules.
Richard Garfield, I love you, but clarity of text was not your strong point back in the day. Would you play this card in your Rakdos deck, Nate?
No.
No, this is not a very good card. 3 mana for a 3/3 regenerating troll is meh. All right. Regenerate is, I think, an overlooked ability, but still not a great one. It is funny when someone kills your regenerating creature and you go, I regenerate, and they go, aww. I do like that. Anyway, card number 12. This is a card that ironically synergies with one of our earlier cards. It's Snow Fortress. 5 mana for an artifact creature counts as a wall. Yeah, we can animate it. It's a 0/4 wall. And ironically, it's good with Animate Wall. 1 colorless mana gives it +1/+0 to end of turn. 1 colorless mana gives it +0/+1 till the end of turn. And for a mere 3 colorless mana, Snow Fortress deals 1 damage to target creature without flying. That is attacking you.
And the Oracle text, it does have Defender, and it is a wall.
Yes. So you can animate it and give it, make it attack with its fire breathing. This is You might put it in Doran Killed by the Mountain deck if you're pumping its toughness, switching it around and attacking. Maybe. Doran's a weird deck, isn't he?
Doran has a lot of options, though. There's a lot of tree folk that go well in Doran.
Oh, yeah, they get to attack as well.
And some of them have Defender, but they're not walls.
No. Okay, so there you go. Next card, I think. Card number 13.
Mm-mm-mm.
Unlucky for some.
Into Thin Air. 5 and a blue. Instant. Affinity for artifacts. It costs 1 less for each artifact you control. Return target artifact to its owner's hand.
You might put this in a Esper artifact theme deck. Other than that, you can boomerang for better with better cards.
Mm-hmm. Hercule's Recall.
Yeah. Hercule's Recall. It's come down recently. I think it got reprinted in Modern Masters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a modern deck, because it's got the words Affinity for Artifacts printed on it. I'm sure there's a modern deck that abuses this somewhere. But I don't care or want to care, so I'm not going to look it up.
Oh.
But Boomerang or Cyclonic Rift is just a better card. It's not even return target permanent, it's return target artifact. So, eh.
Liquid Metal Coating? Mycosynth Lattices?
If you're putting Liquid Metal Coating or Mycosynth Lattice into your deck, so you've got more options for your Into Thin Air.
It's a stretch.
You, sir, are doing it either very wrong or very right, depending on your perspective. I think card number 14.
Card 14. Choke. 2 and a green. Enchantment. Islands don't untap during their controller's untap steps.
That could be potentially horrendous, depending on...
I think I really like this card.
It's just filthy. So there was a bunch of cards that attacked very specific land types back in the day. There's one called... I want to say...
I'm going to have to bleep that.
Why?
Oh, I've been bleeping that for the last several episodes.
Oh, have you? Of course. There's a card which we can't say the name of, which kills people's... Oh, God, we should use it with...
Yeah, I have a deck built around that.
But islands don't untap... I mean, it's not like many people play with blue in Commander, is it?
Mm-mm.
No, it's a horrendously underplayed color up there with red. Choke's great. Choke's really horrible.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This should go. Why has no one ever played this against me? Yeah. Screw you, blue players. Screw you. Automatically piss off every blue player in your meta. The card.
Although, going the other way, there's Acid Rain.
There is, yeah. And what's the one that kills all planes? Is it Flash Fires?
Flash Fires.
What kills mountains? Is there anything that kills mountains? Or... puts a downside to mountains. Oh, Red. Always getting away with stuff, aren't you, Red? Never playing fair, are you, Red? Always broken. Card number 15. Desecrated Earth. 4 and a black for a black sorcery. I don't know why I'm saying that. 4 and a black for a sorcery. Destroy target land. Its controller discards a card. I mean, it's a bit expensive, but it's usable.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Like, if this is taking up a spot in your deck, unless you've got on-purpose discard deck, and then there's probably still better options, take out your Desecrated Earth and put in Ghost Quarter, Strip Mine, Tectonic Edge, Wasteland if you've got a lot of money handy. You know. Use one of your land slots to fill out the land destruction slot, in my opinion. You have any strong opinions on this, Nate?
Yeah, you would need to be running a discard-focused deck, and maybe a land destruction deck. Maybe a Rakdos land destruction deck.
Yeah, I was thinking Rakdos.
Because there are similar cards in red that destroy target land and does something else, like give you a goblin for the same mana cost.
Is there one that destroys a land and does a like a shock, so a couple of points of damage as well? There must be. That sounds like a card that should exist. Nate looks up stuff on the internet. The internet, Nate looks up stuff.
Devastate, 3 red sorcery. Destroy target land, and Devastate deals 1 damage to each creature and each player.
Yeah, that's not terrible. There you go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. I think that wraps up Commanderica for this week, does it, Nate?
It's 15 cards, yeah.
Yeah, well done for listening to that, listeners. Let us know if any of those cards that aren't Ors of Basilica would make it into any of your decks, because Ors of Basilica obviously would if you're running an Ors of deck. Yeah, it's been a pleasure being back, Nate.
Excellent.
I missed you.
Oh.
I missed your...
Oh, baby.
Your sultry tones.
Mmm.
I missed your cadence. Your voice has a cadence like no other.
No other cadence.
Listeners, really, I'm going to give a special thank you to one of you later on in the main show, but thank you for putting up with my absence. I've had loads of real life nonsense going on. Those of you that messaged me asking if I was sick and should they be worried, I am not sick. And I wasn't sick. I just had some major life events going on involving spouses and houses and all sorts of nonsense. But I am back! Back with a vengeance, like the British Army still fighting for America to take it over and no.
Wait, what?
Oh, did you not know? Oh, God, I've let the plan out.
Hey.
Oi, Nate turning into a New York Jewish man there.
Oi, haven't you been listening?
Cheers for being patient, everyone. Peace and love. And that's our show.
When we get back to doing an episode with Phil, we can make the watch list.
Okay, no worries. Sounds like fun.